You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome the incredible Eli Tokash from Finding Neverland, Pippin, Trevor the Musical, A Christmas Story the Musical, and Mary Poppins, and Benal Fambrini from The King and I, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular starring the Rockettes, Oliver, Bernard Shaw's Caesar and Cleopatra, and South Pacific. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. We are one step closer to Broadway reopening and bringing live theater back. I know that's been challenging sometimes, but it's been great seeing how our industry and how people like you have supported the arts during this pause. This time has definitely given me a chance to reflect on things, but more importantly, it gave me a chance to look for opportunities that will help me grow. There are so many things this world can offer you if you're open to it. It's something that you can definitely feel in the song made famous by Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying, I watch them grow. There ain't much more that I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
My first guest is quite a Broadway veteran. He was a huge inspiration to me when I saw him on Broadway in Pippin. Yep, that's me and Eli Tokash when I was 7 years old after I saw him in the Broadway production of Pippin. He was amazing then and now, and reminds me when I meet people at the stage door after a show that they might be on Broadway one day. I'm so happy to welcome Broadway veteran and the host of Take a Bow podcast, Eli Tokash, to the Early Night Show. Hi, Eli.
Hello, Josh. Thank you for having me today. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on today's show. Now, it was such an honor to be on your podcast, Take a Bow, on the Broadway Podcast Network. And I'm so thrilled to continue this fun crossover and have you on mine.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. I'm excited. I haven't sung in public in a long time, so I'm excited to do it.
Yay! So I absolutely love your podcast. How's it come about?
Well, first of all, thank you. But the podcast came about, and I love listening to podcasts. You know, I've always been like a big fan of podcasts. And then, you know, a lot of my friends started to make podcasts, like whether it was like just for fun on SoundCloud or whatever it was, and I was like, you know, this is something that like I could totally do. Like, I love listening to it and I love to talk. So, like, why not start one? So I had the idea to talk about either like sports or Broadway. And then I talked to some people, and a lot of my friends were on this network called the Broadway Podcast Network. And I was like, oh my God, well, I could totally talk about Broadway. Like, this would be totally something that I'm interested in. So I ended up reaching out to the network and I was like, listen, I have this idea. You know, at the time they didn't like announce your podcast. So I was like, you know, I would be like the only kid on the network and everything like that. And I think I could bring a really cool perspective of the business that's not really talked about, you know, because kids don't really talk a lot about the business all the time. So I thought it would be cool to shine a light on kids' perspectives on the business. And they came back to me and they were like, yeah, that's awesome. So I got a co-host, Sydney Lucas, who co-hosts the first like 40 episodes-ish with me. And we started this thing and we've been rolling ever since and it's still going strong, just me. So yeah.
Now, aside from your podcast, how have you been staying connected to the arts during this unexpected pause?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate enough to go to a performing arts school. So at the performing arts school, although we're not in person, we're still doing like virtual productions and we're doing like scenes and songs and everything like that. So I've been able to like stay in touch with my craft and continue to work on it and practice it. You know, as I've gone through puberty, I've had to really reestablish myself in the industry, but also like reestablish my craft and like being comfortable with it and confident in it again. So I've been actually really fortunate this time kind of happened for me because I've really been able to take the time to learn more about my new voice and everything like that. So yeah, it's been great. And I've kind of just been practicing as much as possible.
Ah, yay. Now, I found something that's really cool, actually.
Oh, so goodness.
I think that you may know this, but before we actually knew each other, we had met like 5 years prior, I think, when you were in Pippin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I found, not that long ago, I think I found a picture. And no. It was such a coincidence that like 5 years later, I would be able to work with you.
That's so funny. Yes. Oh my God. That's hilarious. Yeah. Cause then we started doing a bunch of cabarets together.
Yeah. Now, what song would you like to sing today? And why did you select that song?
Yeah, so I'm going to be singing Larger Than Life from My Favorite Year. And I chose the song because, you know, like during this time with no live theater and everything like that, in this song, I sing and like talk about how important the theater is to the character and to myself. So during this time when we're like all kind of longing for live theater, right? And for theater to come back and the industry to reopen, I thought it was a perfect song to sing because he's kind of like, I want to go back there and how it's changed my life and it's such a great escape for everything else going on in your life and everything like that. So I thought it was a perfect timing to do this song.
Well, I can't wait to hear you sing it. Here we go.
Uncle Morty used to send me to the movies. Here's a nickel, kid. Cheer up and go. And though I was only 7, I discovered heaven at the RKO. Blue lights, pink lights, stars on the ceiling. An organ as big as a Buick, and a screen as tall as the Great Wall of China. Red rugs, gold stairs, porcelain angels, and everything bigger and better and larger than life. Daring, loyal, and kind but courageous. A hero as big as a Buick,
with a cape, a sword, and a bevy of maidens. He was movies. Me? I was 7. And gee, he was bigger and better and larger than life. See, life was in capes and flashing swords and parapets. Life wasn't Alan Swan nor Robin Hood. Life was your father going out for cigarettes and deciding he was going out for good. Here's a nickel, kid. Cheer up and go. Swan is playing at the RKO. Daring, loyal, kind, but courageous. A hero as big as I needed in the technicolor embrace of a maiden. Possible father. He stood and he fought and he never ran. Oh no. He was bigger and better and larger than life. And he lived for me.
Like Eli, my next guest has been working on Broadway for many, many years, and also makes the world a wonderful place. I'm so fortunate to have him as a friend, and I was so happy that he was able to join me at my recent early night show live at the Green Room 42. I'm so happy to welcome back Benal Fambrini.
Hi, Benal.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. How about you?
I've been doing okay. It was so amazing to have you join me at the Green Room 42 at the early night show live.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. When was the last time that you performed live before the show?
Oh, my God. I want to say November before March 13th, a year ago. I could be wrong. It could have been even longer.
Wow.
Like I don't know. My whole memory is so like hazy for this past whole year. So I'm going to play it safe and say like September of last year, at least. So
how did you feel about performing live again?
It was a lot of fun. It was like super nice seeing everyone again. That was like a big, like, just like, you know, reward to it. But it was nice because just like to get to practice and get to do my song and everything. It was a lot of fun. I loved it. And thank you for having me again. I can't thank you enough.
I had the best time hosting and accompanying you and everyone else and finally seeing you again in person. I loved playing the song you selected. What song did you select and why?
I picked Corner of the Sky from Pippin, obviously. And I picked it because, I don't know, it's always been such an iconic song. A lot of people do think it's overdone, which I understand, but I think to me, like, when I think of the show Pippin, and we've also been in Pippin together, but when I think of Pippin, I just think it's, like, one of the most iconic songs, and I love the way it sounds, so also, like, this whole, like, me growing up and everything, finding, like, your belonging, finding your place, and where you need to be in life, I felt like I could connect to that to some degree, so.
Yay. Did you ever get a chance to see Pippin?
I believe if I saw it was only with the opposite cast, because I know that we were in it a long time ago, and I think I was in cast A or cast B. So if I've ever seen the show, the only time I could have possibly seen it is seeing the opposite cast performing. Yeah.
Well, I am so happy that we were able to reunite for the Early Night Show Live, and I was able to accompany you on this song. You were so incredible. Like, really.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, I am so excited to share this with the world so they can see how great you are. Here's the amazing Janelle Fambrini singing Corner of the Sky.
Incredible Banal. I can't wait to watch you in future projects very soon. For some more Broadway fun, come join me on my Twitch at Josh Turchin. We play Minecraft, Among Us, and play some music, so come follow or subscribe to my Twitch. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find the Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Eli Togash and Banal Fambrini. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical, Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.